Hello there, this is Ed McCarty. Welcome to Hoofin' It Podcast with everything horses and livestock.
Hi, this is Jana Harrington-Barkus with Hoofin' It Podcast.
And this is Melissa Cowan.
Hey, Melissa.
Hi.
How's it going today?
It's going great.
Oh, the sun is shining. I always love that.
It's a beautiful day.
Yes.
It's a beautiful day here in Kansas.
Exactly. Who we have today?
So today we have Tiffany Nichols. And Tiffany is the executive director of Tales of Transformation, which I thought was a super cool name.
I like that name too.
I do too. And because it just matches what she does. Wait till you hear her story.
Where's she from?
If I say this wrong, I'm sorry, but it's Mancos, Colorado.
Okay.
She'll be
perfect.
Able to correct me when we get her on.
Okay. Sounds good. Let's get started.
All right. Tiffany, have you joined us?
I have. Hi. Thank you so much for having me.
Yes. Well, we're so thankful that you joined us today. And is it Mancos, Colorado? How do you say that?
We say it Mancos, but there are a lot of pronunciations for things around here. So
I think that's the way it is with everywhere. You know, if you've been there, lived there a long time or grown up somewhere, everybody says something different. You know, Miami County, Kansas, or Missouri instead of Missouri or whatever. So
exactly.
It's fun to see how people say stuff.
Tiffany, so you're in Colorado. Is that where you were from originally?
I grew up actually in Scottsdale, Arizona. I was there. We moved out there when I was four. So I pretty much was raised in Scottsdale. And then we came out here in 2015. So I've now been in this area for almost 8 years.
That was quite a different climate change for you, isn't it?
It was. We came here a lot, like vacationing. And the nice thing is it 6.5 hours back to home. And so we're used to like the mountains and the dryness, but the winter is obviously a little bit of a different, weather. Yes. It was a learning curve. We've learned a lot.
I bet so. That's what I was thinking. Wow. From one extreme to the other.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, tell us a little bit about how the Tales of Transformation come into your life. What brought you to this place?
I have been with horses since I was 8 years old, riding and working with them. And I'm now 43, so it's a lot of years. And I've also been in education and training fields with mental and behavioral health. I got my bachelor's from ASU in psychology and worked in a lot of different fields involving mental health, behavioral health. When we got here, I started just some basic riding lessons here in 2017, and realized that our county needed a lot more after working in child protection services. And seeing a real problem with our mental health, really lack of services. So after leaving there, I said I need to enhance my program here and just turn it, basically grew it into mental health services working with horses. And I think looking back, I realized from the young age of eight, I grew up with horses basically. My parents weren't involved with horses, so I wasn't like born and raised with horses, but I was so lucky to have them in my life.
Yes.
And I wanted to give that to kids. And so, having the riding lessons, I was able to provide some of that. And then again, working with the kids in such a sensitive, high-risk area and realizing that we need a lot more and the horses can give them that. So went through my training and started doing that right away.
Yeah. So when you went to training, did you go to a specific certification program?
I did. I went through the HERD Institute, and I was trained in equine facilitated learning. And that was in 2021. And I pretty much started immediately after that. I personally believe that you might not necessarily have to have the training. I have a lot of background, like I said, in mental health and with horses. I wanted just an extra piece to make sure that I was providing what my clients really needed, I guess. So that was really helpful to go to.
Well, and we're always learning. I mean, every day we learn something, and I'm with you. With people that love education, because there's always something. And as you learn and you help others, you know, you're experiencing things, and then, you know, any class or anything. So we're learning something every day that helps us and sets us up to help others.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I'm constantly going through trainings, you know, online trainings, or sometimes they do things in our community. Either with horses or with, you know, mental health or with kids, you know, I think there's, like you said, there's always more to learn and more to help your clients benefit. So.
Well, do you focus on, children in your program, or is it for everyone?
Technically it's for everyone. I do have some adults, but my real focus is on children. And that kind of came about very naturally. The kids were, it's such a high, they have such high needs here. And in our county, we do not have a lot of mental health services. We are lacking, really for everyone, adults and kids. And through, my own personal research and just learning what I've worked with kids a lot. Like I said, with CPS, I've worked in the school system and, just seen a lot of, a lot of learning opportunities, I guess, for kiddos. And so our program has kind of developed into working on life skills and social and emotional development, two things that are crucial as you go through life. And so, you know, having those kids that might not have those learning opportunities come in and start to learn some of those things with the horses is really impactful.
Something that, you know, when Melissa and I are talking with different folks, you know, all over the United States, it is kind of a constant that there's a huge need for all of this. Mm-hmm. Huge.
Right.
We're finding more and more and more.
I think mental health has been a back burner. Right. For many years. Mm-hmm. You know, I have experience with mental health in my own life with my mom. And gosh, has it come a long way since I was just, you know, a kid.
Well, you don't have to be embarrassed. You know, I think way back when it mm-hmm. kind of was quiet, body can need and benefit.
Yeah. And I'm so glad you're doing this. I know your county needs it because, you know, our counties need it too. It's not a common thing. And these kids are just hurting, adults too. But
you're right. And I think, you know, you made a good statement saying like, we are becoming more aware of it and it's becoming more comfortable for people to talk about, which is really, really great. And I think we have a lot to fix from all the years in the past and grow our, especially like, again, you know, going back to the kids, starting there when they're young and trying to break some cycles and move forward.
What all experiences have you seen in your programs?
You know, I don't know if there's any one thing. I think what really makes, my heart happy is when I see, and it goes to what you just said, seeing kids or adults be so comfortable that they're able to start like sharing stories in their lives, opening up. And while I'm there, it's obviously, you know, them sharing it with the horses and being able to just tell stories in their life and not have a fear of, like, you know, the judgment maybe that comes with talking to another person, or realizing that, you know, this environment is safe, and even just venting, you know, some of those things in your life can be so, so beneficial. So watching that happen is really amazing to me. Like, yeah, when I see, when kids are like, I call it word vomiting, right? They're just like telling me all these things in their life, and like, you know, this happened and then this happened. And I thought, you know, that there's some really unfortunate things that are happening to our kids, and a lot, giving them a space where they can open up about those things, I think is a great, great first step. And it's amazing to watch. Well, we have a few different programs. One thing especially that I think, we talked about our winters and how we get lots of snow and cold. And so that's a little bit of a challenge. We don't have any mounted options. We don't do a lot of groups in the winter. And so something that we do year round, that's really beneficial is the individual program. So, I have kids from, probably started them at 3 all the way up through, you know, teenage adults. Will come out for individual programs. And what we do when they come out, we're really, really comfortable, like, family oriented environment. So, we have, you know, documents to sign and all that. But when someone's going to come out, they're going to get just a really comfortable meet and greet to start with. Here's our horses, pet the horses, get to know your environment. And then depending on their age, it can look very different. So I would say, you know, my older elementary kids through adolescence, we work a lot on basic horsemanship. And so the kids will learn how to halter, and learn grooming techniques. And all throughout that, we're talking about communication with the horse and how those horses are talking to us with their behaviors. And so, you know, as we go on, the kids learn to recognize this themselves. They'll say, oh my gosh, look at her ears, and, you know, notice things in the horse. And then we take those behaviors in the horse and how that interaction, that relationship is, and we translate it into their human lives and talk about, you know, if that horse responded to you that way, how would a person respond to you? And so they're able to bridge that. And that takes some developing, it's cool. I had a client yesterday that really made some amazing realizations that she was treating the horse one way and treating people in her life a very different way. And I actually made the statement and said, why don't you try to treat the people in your life like horses? And you see where that gets you. Because those connections and that nonverbal behavior is super important in what we do. So
tell us some of, I think I saw several programs, and then you announced some new ones coming. So can you give us a brief overview of the other program, each program?
Yeah. So we do, as I said, like the individual and what our programs are based on, we call it horse connected learning, which is a variation of equine facilitated learning. It just feels more personal to us to call it that. So we have individual horse connected learning, and then we have group programs for that. We also do, the summer is huge for us because, again, we are limited in the winter to what we can do. So summertime, when kids are out of school and the weather is beautiful, we have summer camps. And that incorporates all of the wonderful connection with horses in a larger group setting. There's a lot of social stuff going on there. And then we recently piloted what's going to be an after school sort of mentoring program, a peer support type program where kids of all ages can come together and partner, kind of older and younger kids mentoring each other, honestly. So that we hope to roll out in the fall, because the pilot program was amazing. Yeah, those are the gist of what we have going on right now.
That's a lot. How many facilitators do you have?
I am the only one.
Oh my goodness.
I am pretty much a one woman show right now. Last year we were able to hire a part-time assistant for our summer programs, and I'm hoping to hire two this year to help out with all the kids that we already have signed up and coming in February, and things are filling up already. And yes. Then
it's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work. We have a lot of volunteers that help.
Good. How many with volunteers do you have?
Oh, well, I say a lot. We're a really small county. So I have two that come on a regular basis to help with like the horse care and whatnot. And then I have my board of directors and my, a couple people who help with more of the fundraising side. And this year is going to be a big year. So we're getting together all the reinforcements we can.
That's great.
But yeah, it's a small operation, but the growth has been absolutely incredible. And I don't want to have to limit if possible. And so we're trying to figure out the best ways to, again, get those reinforcements so that we can provide to anyone who wants to be here.
That's great.
It is great. Yeah. So do you work in an arena or do you have the natural pasture like environment for the things that you do?
We have both. We kind of, everything's based on the client themselves and what they show up with and what they want to kind of do and the area they want to go into. So we do have an outdoor riding arena. We have an outdoor round pen, and then we have three different enclosures for the horses. So I have one area with herd of five horses. And that's the main area that we kind of work with if we're going to work with the herd as a whole. And a lot of times we take, you know, the horse will choose or the person will choose the horse and we'll bring them out and work with one individual horse. But we also have, you know, we take walks and we have a lot of natural space around here that really helps with, you know, the environment and getting everyone comfortable and happy.
That's awesome. Sounds beautiful.
Yeah, it does.
Hey, Melissa, let's take a quick break.
Thank you for joining us today. Our podcast is sponsored by
Better Equine, the manufacturer of BE saddle pads,
Bee Tree, pure and natural skin and body care products,
LE Quarter Horses and Cattle Company offers tune-ups, riding lessons, colt starting, cattle doctoring, day work.
And Living Life Ranch, located in Gardner, Kansas.
Now we're back.
Use a specific breed of horse for your programs?
I don't. We have, I would say most of ours are at least part quarter horse. We have paints. We have one that's a half draft, but she's probably more quarter horse than that. We've taken in some horses that needed to be rehomed. We've had donations of horses, so that's kind of gotten to our level of seven horses to work with. Lots of different personalities, and I just don't want to limit by breed. We're a melting pot.
Yeah. Well, and that's what Melissa and I hear quite a bit from 102
yeah.
podcasts now, but you know that. Most facilities just pick what works, mm-hmm. you know, temperament
right.
and stuff, just gentle and not really staying in one particular.
Yeah. And breed. It's a combination rescue, and you know, some people raise some horses, but everybody right. does something different. But it seems like that nobody sticks with one breed, and because it doesn't really matter, does it? You go with the horse's right. character.
Mm-hmm. Well, and what we use sometimes here too, because we've had horses come in with a lot of anxiety, and they actually did not work well with kids. I'm thinking of one specific horse that came in, and we thought she was just going to be great from the get-go. And she was like, whoa, I don't know about this. And so we had to work really hard with the horse to help them feel comfortable. So we have conversations like that, you know, because horses going from one place to another or going from one job to another. And that can be real scary. So, you know, we help the horses with their therapy as well.
Yeah, you're right.
It's a two-way street.
Uh-huh. We do hear that. So.
Yeah. Appreciate you joining us today. But before we go, would you provide our audience your contact information? So if they want to donate or book sessions and reach out to you, how would they reach you?
Absolutely. So our website is www.talesoftransformation.com. You can also find us on Facebook at Tales of Transformation. My phone number is 970-764-0037. I'm really easy pretty much to get a hold of. Call, text, you know, whatever, all the things. The email is very similar, talesoftransformation@gmail.com.
And are you on social media as well?
You said
yep, we're on Facebook and Instagram.
Okay. Okay. Well, thank you so much for today. We appreciate it. It was great getting to know you and hearing about your program.
Yes.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm just excited for our county. Yeah. Well, thank you guys too. You're broadcasting a lot of wonderful programs, so that's great.
Thanks. We really enjoy it. It's something that's dear to Melissa and I's heart. And thank you for meeting with us. And
yeah, we'll talk to you soon.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you so much, ladies. Have a great day.
Bye.
Subscribe with us to follow our podcast and please provide a review. We appreciate your positive feedback, which enables us to provide our free podcast to you. You can find links to their website at ehalnews.com.
Music provided by Ed Mahan. Copyrights by Everything Horses and Livestock.